This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook here in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention.
And I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Hello, Andrea.
Hey there. So here's what we're going to talk about today.
How are we going to approach the multitude of problems that we have in this country? To say that, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, is not going to be good enough.
It's been a scam pain from day one, and you know it.
My biggest concern, economically, socially, politically, and personally, is safety.
Big news, Donald Trump is officially the nominee. I love it how news organizations say, like, the presumptive nominee for those weird months in between the primaries and the actual convention. But I guess you have to do it, right?
Don't have to do it anymore.
Not anymore. Day two of the convention was supposed to be focused on the economy and jobs, but when it came to economic actual meat and potatoes,
pickings
were slim. We heard from the head of the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, Dana White, about why he's supporting Trump.
In 2001, my partners and I bought the UFC, and it was basically considered a blood sport. State Athletic Commission didn't support us. Arenas around the world refused to host our events. Nobody took us seriously. Nobody. Except Donald Trump.
Yeah, Andrew, we also heard from House Speaker Paul Ryan. He was the most focused on the economy and on why a new course is needed.
From now to November, we will hear how many different ways progressive elitists can find to talk down to the rest of America. To tell the voters that the Obama years have been good for you, that you should be grateful, and well, now it's Hillary's turn.
Speaker Ryan tried to portray the Democrats as insiders and the Republicans as fighting for everyone.
We offer a better way for America with ideas that actually work. A reformed tax code that rewards free enterprise instead of just enterprising lobbyists. A reformed healthcare system that operates by free choice instead of by force and doesn't leave you answering to cold, clueless bureaucrats.
So in the end, the Republicans didn't get super specific on their economic policies, but that could be because there isn't a whole lot of unity within the Republican Party, right?
And maybe because the economy is sort of doing okay.
It is, well, sort of.
Okay,
so while those speakers on the stage weren't talking so specifically about the economy, we did want to get other people's opinions from inside the convention. And we took some questions from our lofty and loved host, Kai Rizdahl. And here it is.
Hey, it's Kai back in Los Angeles. Here's my question. What is your biggest personal economic concern these days? And do you think that Donald Trump is the person who can fix it? And if you do, why? If you don't, well, that's a whole different thing.
My biggest concern, economically, socially, politically, and personally, is safety.
This is Massachusetts delegate and state party official Gene Kangas.
If you cannot be safe on your way to school, if you cannot be safe in your own home, if you can't be safe on your way to work or at the workplace, you cannot live your life. You cannot produce, you cannot create, you cannot think.
And so the second part of that question is Donald Trump the person who can fix that, who can deliver that for us?
Of the two candidates we have before us as Americans, he is the better to preserve and protect our safety.
Here's another guy, Mark Bossy. He's a business owner and not a delegate, but he is the guest of a delegate.
These cheap goods that are coming into this country that everybody's getting addicted to are destroying our country. We need to start doing manufacturing here. We need to be able to start producing. We shouldn't be a country that exports everything that we, you know, our money for goods and services. We really should be doing more for that. I honestly believe that that's the case.
As far as trade goes, are you in sync with Donald Trump? I mean, do you agree with what he says about NAFTA? And he's against, it seems, free trade. Are you against trade?
I don't think you can just pull a plug on something like that. I believe there's going to have to be some deals that have to be made with these countries because it could actually hurt them as well. We got to come up with a plan that keeps us fiscally responsible and also helps our friends and trading partners.
And here's Bo Staples from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's a delegation aide, and he works for a small oil and gas services company.
I think taxes, most especially. Letting people keep more of their own money. I personally am a proponent of a fair tax or flat tax. I know they're two different things, but either one of them would be better than an income tax.
And do you think Trump is the guy to do that?
We'll see.
Are you optimistic?
I fear sometimes he overreaches. Some of his comments over the primary season have had some Republicans shy away, fearing a bit of overreach, a bit of big government.
So, Nancy, given how much the Republican Party is in flux here and how many viewpoints we heard across the spectrum, Republicans are sort of cautiously starting to gather around Donald Trump, I guess. I still met people within the Republican convention who hate him, which is totally weird.
Interesting and, for me, unprecedented.
So we took another question in.
Yes, we did. And this one comes from Marketplace Morning Report host David Brancaccio. Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David Brancaccio in New York here with a question. From your personal standpoint, what will make this a successful convention, do you think?
I think what would make it successful is we hear more about what the plan is. How are we going to approach the multitude of problems that we have in this country? To say that, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, is not going to be good enough.
This is Mark Bossy again.
For me personally, I want to hear concrete plans. What are we going to do? Who's going to be in power? Who's going to be the people that are going to make these changes happen? That's what I think would make it successful.
I mean, conventions are really about energizing the base, introducing your VP pick.
Bo Staples again.
To put that momentum into the base and go out and knock doors and make phone calls and just bring that excitement back to the people at home.
We also wanted to know what people actually think of this sort of thesis that we have here on Politics Inside Out.
That the country is not split left and right, but inside and out.
Now, Nancy, of course, we know that Donald Trump is portraying himself as an outsider. But I was also curious about what people here in Cleveland think about that.
Yeah, and I asked Bo Staples about that.
Do you think Donald Trump is an insider?
I think he has played the game before. I think that's very obvious. I had my reservations about him throughout the primary season. He can play both sides of several issues.
And then there's Robbie Norwood. This guy does not mince his words.
It's been a scam pain from day one, and you know it.
What is a scam pain?
Donald Trump. He's been donating himself money that loaning himself money that his campaign will pay him back. But he's self-funding, you know. The biggest joke on the American public right here. I expect Ashton Kutcher's coming out next, right? He's going to be like, you're punked! Anytime now. I just see it.
By the way, Nancy, you should have seen this guy. Here is our campaign fashion moment.
What do you look like?
Well, I have the bars for the American flag as a suit jacket. And the stars is the pants, and then the Converse All-Star American flag shoes.
And the tie.
And the tie is the stars.
Where did you get that?
A company called Tipsy Elves. They were on Shark Tank, Tipsy Elves. And they were advertising, they're making product, like themed suits and stuff like that, like this. I was like, I got to get one of those. And they're fairly affordable, $80.
I felt like walking up to him, I had to like take off my hat and put my hand over my heart. Like, I couldn't just be near him.
Did you salute him?
Oh, yeah, of course. So despite the fact that there weren't a lot of specifics from the stage at the convention, Republicans in the hall are thinking about the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And many of them are thinking, you know, who gets ahead, who's left behind, who's on the inside, who's not.
And they don't all agree, Nancy.
Absolutely. They don't all agree with their nominee.
Now the official nominee. So that is it for today. Next episode of the Pop-Up Podcast, Politics Inside Out, will be out tomorrow. So you can hear more from us on Marketplace, on Twitter. We're at Marketplace. I'm at Radio Babe, and you are?
At Marshall Genzer.
And on Facebook.com/MarketplaceAPM. All of our coverage is at Marketplace.org/InsideOut.
And we want to hear from you, too. What questions do you have for people in Cleveland?
The Republicans.
inside and out of the convention. What do you want to know?
Call us, 213-621-3535. Leave a message and we will take it into the convention. That message should have your name, your hometown, and your question. Again, that number is
213-621-3535.
I'm Andrea Seabrook, Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, Senior Reporter in Washington.
And this is Politics Inside Out. This is APM.